Today is Tuesday, June 1st, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Happy Pride, everyone! It's Pride Month. All this month, it's Pride Month here at Geeky Gay. We're going to be out and proud. Actually, I do have a story, and it's not really a story, but it's just, it's ironic because today is June 1st and it's the beginning of Pride Month. So I was having a discussion with my boss today. I had a one-on-one with my boss this morning. And she, out of the blue, asked, you know, and I don't know if she was thinking, oh my God, this guy is a homo. I'm going to find this out. I want to know what he's all about. I don't know if that was it or what, but all of a sudden, at the beginning of my one-on-one, she said, you know, we haven't really had much time to talk about our family life or, you know, what goes on outside of work. You know, I haven't had a chance to get to know you. And she said, what's your family like? Who do you live with? That's kind of a weird, like, who do you live with? It's kind of a weird question. I feel like when you ask someone, who do you live with? It's like, are you a homo? I don't know. I mean, I could be reading way too much into it. And so at that moment, I had a split second decision to make. And it is, do I come out to my boss? And you know, here's the deal. First of all, I live in a very conservative area. I know it's weird. And I've had this discussion probably on this show, but I was out to everyone in Dallas, like my friends. I was in the gay chorus. I was, you know, at work. Everyone knew about my boyfriend and I would bring him to things. And, you know, I mean, it was all, I was out, but I was completely in the closet to my family. And then I came to Arkansas and I came out to my family. Introduce them to Mark. It took me a year or two to do that. But I was basically in the closet to everyone at work. I was, you know, a couple of people I came out to, but only a couple. I didn't tell my boss or anyone like that. And I never, when we would have meetings and people would say, oh, what did you do for the weekend or whatever? I wouldn't talk about my boyfriend or my partner or whatever. And I'm getting to the point where I'm thinking, gosh, you know, I should really start being more open and honest because I can't truly talk about myself. And so I know I told you guys there was this girl who said, oh, you have good energy, this lady. But I think she's around my age. I'm not really sure how old she is. She may be younger than me, for all I know. And she just messaged me randomly and said, oh my God, I love your energy. You and I would be such good friends and yada, yada, yada. And then I basically came out to her. Mainly because I didn't know if she was flirting with me or like, I have a boyfriend, I have a partner. We've been together 9 years almost. So anyway, so I had this split second decision to make. It's like, oh, well, but you know, because there are a lot of conservative people, there are a lot of Muslims, there are a lot of Mormons, there are a lot of Christians, all religions who shun homosexuality. Right. A lot of religious people in my company. And, you know, Muslims who don't eat meat and won't, you know, all that. So I figure they follow the tenets of, you know, that. And also Mormons who, I don't know, don't they wear sacred underwear and they excommunicate you if you're gay? And then Baptists, you know. So we've got the whole spectrum of religion. But I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to do it. So I told her, I mean, and there's nothing dramatic about it. I just said, yeah, I live with my partner and he, you know, is also a product owner and he moved here from the Philippines. I said, you know, when I was out of town last weekend, we were going to Houston to renew his Filipino passport and, I said, it's funny how he and I, our careers have kind of gone a similar trajectory because I'm also I'm a product owner now. And so is he, and he was a developer, and so was I, and yada, yada. And she didn't really make a big, of course, she's not going to be like, oh my God, you're gay, you know, or anything like that. But we just kind of chatted about it and, you know, or chatted about what he does and how his job is different than mine and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it was no big deal. I don't know if later she went and prayed for me or something, but we'll see. So anyway, so that happened. And so there, my June 1st pride story, I came out to my boss. So yeah, we had some Twitter feedback. Dean Barney has said that multiple times that he finds my bathroom story from last week to be absolutely gross. You know, talking about I plunged the toilet at a gas station. But also, Baron Frosty, not related to this podcast at all, but, you know, he knows that I mentioned that I have a lot of Amazon Echoes. And so he linked to an article about how Amazon is starting this thing called Amazon Sidewalk, where if you have any Amazon devices, if you don't opt out of it, they're going to start allowing your neighbors to use some of your internet. They're going to create like this mesh network. And I'm okay with it as long as it's secure and they say it is and I trust them. Maybe I shouldn't trust them, but I do. You know, it's only sipping a tiny little bit of your internet, not very much at all. And it's supposed to be used for good. Like if you have a lot of home automation stuff and your internet goes out, it's a way of possibly keeping your stuff online. For instance, when we were out of town and the electricians, we're going to assume it was the electricians, when the electricians left the garage door open, Mark and I could have seen that and closed the garage door from Houston from our phone, except they also unplugged the router. So there was no internet here at the house. But if we had had that mesh network with Amazon, our devices could have joined that network and still had internet. So, you know, there could be a good thing about that. But anyway, so Baron was saying that he said, basically, I'm going to be giving internet. I'm going to be the sole internet provider to my entire development with my 500 Echo devices. No, I'm not. I'm not. How dare you? And there was some comments about my lawn porn that I put out yesterday because I want validation. When I spend 5 hours in the lawn doing planting things and growing things and doing whatever, you know, I want people to say, you know, oh my God, Adam, what a wonderful job. Although, you know, Mark, we walked today and Mark was saying that his leg is hurting. And I'm like, why is your leg hurting? He said, well, the only thing I can think of is I was crouched down for a while when I was planting those flowers on Sunday. He said, I'm getting old. And I said, well, you're never going to be as old as me. So I think you're just getting older and I'm the one that's old. But it's probably not a competition, you know. So that was basically everything on Twitter. Gary said he liked the lawn. Big Fatty said he liked the lawn. And so, yeah, I got my validation. I also read, I don't even know how this happened, but I, for whatever reason, I was interested in what's happening with my former Turtle Creek Corral artistic director, the conductor. Tim Selig was his name. I don't even know why I thought of him. But I was like, oh, I wonder what he's doing right now. I think it was because there was something on Twitter from the LA Gay Men's Chorus. And I couldn't remember whether Tim Selig had gone to LA or some other place. I was thinking Seattle. Because he left Dallas and he retired is the wrong word. He quit as the artistic director from the Turtle Creek Corral, which is the Dallas Gay Men's Chorus, after he hit his 20-year mark. So at the end of his 20th year. And I had probably been with the group for 3 years at that point. And I loved him. Oh my God, I loved him so much. He was such a good director. And oh my, I just, almost like a father figure as well. But I didn't really know him that well. But I mean, I thought he could have been, had I gotten to know him better. He seemed like such a nice guy. Although some people said he wasn't, but I don't know. And so I got this weird itch to like look him up. And so apparently he's put out a book. I'm going to buy the book because I want to read all about his life. I thought about reaching out to him and just saying, hey, I just wanted to, and he probably wouldn't even remember who I am. But I looked on his website and it, you know, gave some information. Apparently his daughter recently died, which is sad, but he's the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus director now. And I don't know, I just went down this rabbit hole of looking up what he's been doing in the past 8 years or whatever. And I guess Pride Month. I'm looking, you know, looking up former gay chorus directors and coming out to my boss. So what am I going to do tomorrow? I don't know. We'll see. All right. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 and tell me your coming out story. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.